But I wanted to talk this on this service about ending and starting. So I have a little story. 2018 was a truly sucky year. It started with the Parkland shooting in Florida, with 17 students dead, including the gunman. We read about airstrikes and chlorine attacks in Syria. We saw pictures of starving children in Yemen. There were student walkouts across the country in protest for gun violence. Teachers in Oklahoma protested, demanding additional school funding. Harvey Weinstein was charged with rape and sex abuse in New York City. Bill Cosby was sentenced to prison for sexual assault. Brett Kavanaugh was named the newest Supreme Court justice amid controversy over alleged sexual assault as a young man, with rallies across the country in protest. Then there was the border crisis. The caravan of Central American migrants traveling to the U.S. who were fired tear gas on. Immigrant children forcibly were separated from their parents and are still held in shelters across the U.S. Two children recently died in custody. Donald Trump is asking for $7 million to build a border wall. He also met with Kim Jong-un in Asia, and Vladimir Putin, Helsinki. The Senate Intelligence Committee called Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook and Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, to testify before them about corporate and foreign influence on social media. 5-month-old baby boy was discovered after being partially buried for over 9 hours in Montana. NFL players silently protested during the national anthem during televised games. And then there were these deaths that made headlines. Billy Graham, Stephen Hawking, Aretha Franklin, Tom Wolfe, Anthony Bourdain, Stan Lee, George H.W. Bush, John McCain, Stephen Clark, another black man mistakenly shot by police. In Kabul, Afghanistan, 10 journalists died when a second bomb exploded after the first bomb killed 21 people. Jamal Khashoggi disappeared under mysterious circumstances. 11 people were killed during services in a synagogue in Pittsburgh by a lone gunman. And the most tragic of them all, the last male white northern rhino was dead at 43 years old. There were wildfires in California. Hurricane Florence hit the Carolinas. Hurricane Michael hit Florida. There was an earthquake in Alaska. Lava from the Kilauea volcano destroyed homes. Tsunamis and earthquakes around the world, the same. A man named Caesar Sayoc mailed 16 bombs to prominent political figures and CNN. CNN's Jim Acosta's press pass was suspended. 3 Trump associates and 25 Russians were charged. 9 Trump associates were found guilty. The government is still shut down. But not all the news is depressing. thank goodness. 2018 gave us the Me Too movement, the March for Our Lives for a stricter gun control. The midterm elections sent the largest number of women to the U.S. Congress. Including two Muslim women and the youngest ever. Voter suppression was exposed. A federal judge ordered the White House to return Acosta's press pass. A ban on Saudi Arabian women from driving was lifted. The Mueller investigation continues, and so does this story. But we're going to pause so that you have an opportunity to share joys and sorrows. So come around to my left.